Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew and our fabulous DM. Let's take it around the horn.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Rich playing Theo.
Hart playing Tuluga.
Ryan playing everyone else.
I mean, gotta be one of the best shows ever played.
Of all time. Of all time.
How many concerts have you been to where you completely lose your bowels?
Yeah, you're just incontinence takes over.
Yeah.
I mean, so good.
I definitely stacked the deck pretty heavy for that happening, but it's just so funny.
No, I really appreciate that. It had to happen.
I love the thought of the amphitheater just having a brown wave.
Yeah. Yeah, thank God those wings sprout out.
Yeah. Crazy fight. You guys were all over the place. That was a wild one.
It was a lot of fun.
There was a lot going on in that fight, but I feel like you guys really were really good about focusing fire on where like you needed to be.
I thought, like, I don't know for me, but like theater of the mind has been challenging for me. I thought I had a grasp on that whole arena.
Yeah. You know? It's definitely been tougher to get used to for me as well. Yeah.
That was so much fun. That was awesome.
Yeah.
You having a map helps a lot.
Definitely. Yep.
Well, because then you can quick answer our questions.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And I can measure stuff out over here to kind of give you guys a rough idea a little bit. I was getting real worried for Bouncicles, folks.
Yeah. How many HP did Bouncicles end that fight with?
So Bouncicles had total 119 hit points, but he was down to 55.
That's not
so good. Fucking one-ing. Double what everyone has.
People were hitting for big points.
Yeah, so that I used for the... basically for my augurists, which Felix had kind of become.
He became one of them?
Basically.
Fuck him.
For escaping and giving all the information guys. Yeah, that's true. Basically, because he'd given so much information to the Church of Krizik, they were like, oh, well, now we'll kind of give you a little boost up. But I used I think it's a Kraken Priest stat block. And ooh, that Thunderous Touch is just nasty. It's so much damage.
Wait, Kraken. Kraken's water. He's got to get out of the Krizik sky. What are you doing?
He's got a lot of... It all sounds like Krizik shit. All of the abilities in here. Yeah.
Thunderous, with a K.
Thunderous Touch is 5d10 thunder damage.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. You guys fucking hit like trucks too. Every time Theo goes, I'm like, no, please stop. Not again. Don't action search. Please stop.
Theo was hitting so hard.
Yeah.
I love how he's like, I'm going to action charge, but fuck it, to fix the gun.
Yeah. So nervous. Yeah. I'm like a battered wife. I was like, that's fine. He was just fixing his gun. Christ. Everything's cool. Yeah, that was crazy. Reggie got the haste off, which I was really excited about. I chose it as his fifth level spell that he was going to get. And I was like, yeah, if I can get a good spot, I can kind of boost everyone. He kind of got a little fucked up. So he was trying to hold his action to cast Enhance Ability on you to give you advantage on your charisma checks.
Yep.
But you flew like a fucking bat out of hell up north. And I was like, never mind. Dude, this is way
the
cooler.
The cover of Bat Out of Hell is like exactly what I was channeling. Yeah. that album.
Cool. Just riding a motorcycle.
Yeah. Fucking right into a devil demon.
Yeah, when I was like doing the encounter design prep this week, I was like looking through everyone's abilities and I was like, oh my God, Silence will really fuck them up. It's 20-foot sphere. And I was going through all of your skills and I was like, I totally forgot you're playing a Feral Tiefling and you can fly.
I forgot that too. And until you reminded me, I wasn't going to use flying.
And you guys hadn't really been in a combat scenario where you needed to.
Right.
This is the first we're
in a cave.
Area. Yeah.
Basically.
Big cave.
Yeah,
basically.
Cave.
Yeah. Cave. But that was fucking bonkers. The visual of you flying out of it and just shredding.
I really like when you told me I had that, which again, I didn't know I had it. I was like, I am going to describe the shit out of this and make
so
it cool.
Yeah, the leather jacket ripping to shreds.
Hell yeah. 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 It was almost like I wanted that to be when Cosmo realized he had it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's just like his
you went feral.
Yeah. Totally. And again, you totally nailed it. Describing it as anime as fuck is like clapping the wings once and being right in front of Damien.
I could see the fucking dust and debris
That's what I wanted. Yep. That's exactly what I was gonna Misty Step, but because as a bonus action, I didn't have anything else, and I could have made that equally as cool, but I think I just had the right amount of movement. I might as well just make it a physical.
Yeah, it was badass. Kind of poor Damien.
Damien.
I mashed up a bard stat block and this other weird creature I had found to kind of get me there.
The sellout.
It was called a Lorelei. It was like a basically like the picture is like a sexy woman in water. It's kind of like a I love siren
name.
Almost.
I've always liked that name. Probably great, because of Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah. Or Gilmore Girls.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I picked it because it had a pretty high, +9 performance, which was like pretty solid. Yeah. It still wasn't higher than yours, which I thought was really funny.
That, yeah, just 1 point more. Yeah. That's like, I mean, I don't know, is anyone who's been in a band, but like, that's like kind of the thing. It's like,
yep,
you want to be in a band, like, you kind of want to be in a band where people are. This is getting out of the like.
Hey, we're in the metal fucking arc.
Well, like, yeah, no, I mean, it's true. Like, you want. As a person, if you're trying to be in a band, you want to be in a band with people that are better than you because they make you better.
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of the
like
idea.
Like me and Gort.
Or me and Bouncicle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Iron sharpens iron. The, yeah. Whatever that fucking fuck Gort, by the way. Yeah. I've never.
You leave poor Gort alone.
I don't know why I actually hate Gort.
He's your new like, downstairs neighbor.
He is.
And, that's probably a factor.
Boy, oh boy. That's a real life fucking thing where I hate my downstairs neighbor. That's been lived.
Art imitating life.
Yeah, there was one thing I had cut from this fight, which it wouldn't have lasted more than like a round or something. I was gonna have a like harpy in the crowd.
Oh my god,
that was like a groupie for Damien. Be like Damien, just like Damien. But there was already so many things on the board. I was like, that's just too much. And they had a thing called Luring Song. I'll try to like lure you guys away, but. There was already enough of that shit going on, so I was like, we'll cut that. And but yeah, that was fucking bonkers.
Yeah, that was cool.
I'm really happy we got to put Schlebnor in the cannon.
Dude, me and him are gonna be buddy.
Hey, I got to meet Schlebnor and the king. He gave me the fastball special.
Yeah,
I know. You got an in with the Ebon King.
He whipped you into the ground.
All according to plan.
Yamcha.
The Yamcha pose was so good. Got me real good.
Yeah, I love when I like, you know, as a DM, you're trying to always design like really cool, badass NPCs, but sometimes the roles and the scenarios don't like work out well. It was cool to make a like wicked, badass dwarf king, and then he ended up being actually cool in the thing. I was like, yes, he's sick.
I just, I love the storytelling of Schlebnor being like what I thought was a bad attempt at disguise. And then later on, it was like, yeah, no, he would like nailed Schlebnor. That's exactly
like 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Fucking Gort the Shadow.
Fucking Shadow.
Wasn't that like a bad ripoff of another movie?
Is a movie. He's the Shadow. Superhero.
Yeah, but like, so it was like Billy Zane and then
Darkman?
Darkman. Yeah, yeah. Darkman, the Shadow was like a ripoff of Darkman.
The Shadow was like a 1930s radio play.
That's right. That's what it was, a serialized thing. And then Darkman was like a darker version of that. But anyway, that's pop culture.
We digress.
Yeah. Gort like literally flipped the first page of like Cool Rogue named and was like, that's the one. That's it. I'm the Shadow.
And he hasn't done anything cool. Like
he made you Gertie.
When I canoned,
he hasn't done anything cool.
When I canoned Toluga, I'm just like, Toluga must look like a Bullet Bill.
Oh yeah,
because of his shape. Oh,
yeah.
Like,
of course. Yeah.
Well, hold on, a caked up Bullet Bill.
Caked up. Big old booty Bullet Bill.
That's what cushioned my landing when the king threw me.
Thought of when you did that, because like when like the human cannonball doesn't actually have gunpowder behind him. It's a platform that ejects. Yeah. That's what like I saw. I was like, oh, he just
launched
and then
him.
There was no actual like explosions. It was just
launch me, dragon.
That's like for Arrested Development.
I mean, how can I say no to that? The visual of you just, and you guys got like crazy high athletics and acrobatics checks. I was like, sure. That gets you up there, and then I don't have to have Reggie try to figure out the mechanics of vortex warping someone up. So that worked out cool. I love that.
Now, you know what I'm gonna ask.
I never know what you're gonna ask. It's kind of like the crux of the
I'm
show.
Gonna play goo.
That made perfect sense, and you know it.
I don't even start. Honestly, don't even start.
Once the plan executed, did it not make sense?
I have to, like,
once you explained it, it made sense.
For the listeners, as like someone who didn't, like, coming into the campaign, like, you know, I wasn't completely, you know, on all of the bits. I was like, I'm going to play Goo. I looked at everyone at the table and I was like, oh, he's played Goo before.
Nope.
And you just did it with such confidence that, like, oh, of
That's
course.
How you get things done.
Ryan, what happens when he plays Goo?
Like, oh, let me check the Goo tones. That's like a normal. The Goo tones. What the fuck are you going to ask?
A lot of people in this stadium.
Okay. So we talked. Okay. Let's do it. Let's find out how many new followers have been converted to Bleeble.
Our Plope and our band leader, if you would both.
Yes. Roll a D100 Toluga. Roll a D100 Cosmo. See your combined effort, how many followers we have attained.
Oh, yes.
Side by side.
100.
You got 100?
Yes.
14.
Thank
114.
You.
Add it to the comp, Bleeble.
114.
What does that bring us?
It's over 500.
We're over five.
So yeah, 426, 526,
540.
I don't over five.
I don't know if any of you have ever been seen Gwar live.
I have not.
Oh, God.
I watched the documentary the other day.
You know
day.
Gwar, yeah. Yeah, so that was a Gwar show.
Everyone Gwar just heard me being shitty at math.
We'll cut it. Chris, yeah, edit yeah, yeah. It.
Right. Gwar has a thing where they bring out the lizard pope and okay. They kill him on stage and they bring out a pig who is a cop, and then I think they kill him on stage too. Mm-hmm. And then they have like a cannon that shoots semen and blood.
Oh,
under the whole crowd. The Gwar's shows are fucking awesome.
That was pretty, they're pretty close to what happened.
Yeah, yeah, it was
semen
yeah.
and blood. Yeah, it was just yeah. blood
replace,
and feces.
Replace the semen with feces, as you do.
Interchangeable, yeah, some might say.
Easily.
one of my favorite lines through the whole thing was you saying, smoke my pseudopod.
Well, I can't have my son.
That fucking killed me.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Arguably worse sounding than suck my dick. But it's not the bad language.
Smoke my pseudopod is
this
amazing.
This is the Patton Oswalt clean filth bit. I'm going to cover you in goof juice.
Suck my, it would have been smoke my pseudopole.
If only.
It's also so funny to me, like, what Toluga locks in is like, oh, I can't have that behavior.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm beheading people. He's like, no, language. Exactly.
We've killed things before, but I will not have a potty mouth for a
potty mouth. Where everyone went potty.
I'm really happy you got to behead Damien. It was cool end to that whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't like you breezing past us, crushing past 500 followers.
Well, I got to fucking come up with mechanics now, don't I?
Yeah, that's work for another day.
500 followers does feel like a milestone. Religion.
That is
a
milestone.
Cult at minimum.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But the difference
in the hierarchy of religions.
I was going to say, the difference between a cult and a religion is the followers. Number of people who are there.
Like, yeah, true.
Oh no, the ATF's gonna come in.
There are
they're busting through the windows right now.
There's pros and cons to getting on the radar as a young god. I mean, it's great that now you are 500 followers strong.
It's great that we're still super low level.
Yeah. But you may now be on the radar of the other gods.
Great. Maybe some of them don't like
they don't
want to
get shot. Yeah. They won't get in our way.
They don't want a fucking bullet between the eyes. They should fucking mind their business.
I've never souped a god before, but I could always start.
Yeah. We're fucking Tiamat's the next fucking.
Yeah. Like, gang, we're level 5.
For now.
Yeah, it's fine. You know?
You know how long it takes to get to level 20?
Yeah, we'll be here for a bit. About 80
episodes. If everybody's still listening by then.
Yeah, that's right.
You better be.
Just what a. Fucking just
that was bonkers.
Just bonkers. Just bonkers. My favorite kind of D&D where it's just like chaos in every absolute corner, every single turn, nothing makes sense.
I love a full session of combat too. That was definitely. 90 minutes plus of combat.
Totally.
That was awesome.
Yeah. We're getting to the level now where to make it challenging, I have to include a lot of different enemy types, which adds more turns and then the action economy, you know, but I'm all for full combat episodes when we can do them. I think they're awesome.
Totally. I liked the Dragonborn was introduced and everybody was like, oh fuck, and then nobody did anything to him.
We literally just left him untouched.
Yeah, he was firing off so many guiding so bolts and bolts. Just
but like almost I think one hit. Missed
yeah, yeah.
No, one hit
yeah
and then one somewhat hit
yeah but you also have to like look at it. Out of everyone that we were fighting, he was literally the least important on like a scale.
Goaded us.
Yeah, that's true.
So like, it was. I felt like he was there to for you. You put him there for us to be like, oh, it's like a callback to the other one, right?
You literally and so, put an arch enemy for everybody.
Wait, it could have been the brother.
It was not well, the
no,
brother. I promise.
No, because that guy's back in the.
We've been here a couple of days. He might have got transferred down.
Yeah, that was just to let you know that, like, okay, Krizik's followers are here in the city, and they've, you know, there's more than just the couple you guys have seen. Yeah. Like,
well, I mean, Felix probably told that dude's brother, so that guy probably hates us even more.
Oh well, we still have to kidnap him. So.
That's true. We do.
Yeah, we'll see that kidnapping plot work out in fucking 60 episodes or whatever into it.
Well, until I get my brother back.
Yeah, you guys really fucked my big plan up. I wanted to.
What
really...
was. Did you. You had a mechanic, a secret mechanic that was going to break the silence spell? Or you just had to do what
you had
did.
To just hit him hard enough. The real secret of it was like you could fly out of it. That was like the real right, kind of it, like yeah, trick right, of it, I guess.
So you just revealed that to me before.
I just wanted to remind you because I'm like, I know when we made your character,
yeah.
we're like, oh, wings are sick, and then never thought about it
yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
I did. We're underground.
I'm not great at D&D, so as a player, so I don't keep track of the things I'm supposed to keep track of. So I didn't.
I would counter with you're a dynamite player. It's just you haven't gotten to play as much. I see. I like that you don't. The mechanics of D&D, I do not give a fuck about. If you're just like having really fun and doing great at roleplay, that's all I want.
Yeah, I think I'm a better role player than I am a mechanic player, if that makes sense.
That just comes with hours too. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I play all the time, so I usually know. Yeah.
I just rest on my friends' laurels of knowing the mechanics of what I can do. And then they're like, hey, you can try this out. And I'm like, that sounds fun. Let's do that. I'll tell it really cool. Yeah.
Rich is like a optimized machine of death when he's on his turn startup.
Like between Rich and I, we are the best D&D player that ever <I've played. laughs>
with your powers combined. Yeah, that was just fucking crazy.
That was fun.
It's just been, this has been such a fun arc.
I've been having a blast. Because again, I don't get to play D&D as often as you guys, and this is really scratching the itch.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Well, we've got one more episode in arc 2.
Have to put back together the Ebon Den real quick.
Yeah. Quick cleanup of the city. We'll kind of
maybe take a mop to that amphitheater.
It's cool that the king seems down with like the metal vibe.
Oh, totally. You know? Yeah, yeah.
Well, king loves Bleebly. He's one of the guys we.
Yeah, fuck the metal vibe. We got an army now.
Well,
hold on.
Not
an army that's friendly to
let's
our cause.
Let's not disqualify one for the other. They're both cool.
Me and the king are best friends. It'll work out.
Was Doreen at the show?
I forgot.
Doreen
was at the show. I forgot to put a little token down, so I just do a bit with her. But she was in the crowd with all your other allies.
Okay. Right on. Okay.
I'm very proud of you, boys.
I think it's good to.
Is she a convert?
Yeah, fuck it.
Is the king a convert?
The king will be. That'll be the next episode. You'll have to really have a little conversation with the king. See how that will
go. I mean, we're on good terms.
Yeah, you saved him. You got the mind control off of his
crown. Called him badass, and he agreed.
Can I upgrade my apartment to like a room in the castle or whatever the king has?
You want to go from the Hellion Quarter to the Crystal
in
Quarter?
A day?
It's really moving up.
Aim high.
That's right.
It's so funny to picture like up like a king being like, that guy made me shit myself. He's gonna have to move in.
I mean, like,
you can't let him walk around with that kind of power.
This event was sanctioned by the king.
That's
king was like,
true.
Welcome to the Battle of the Bands, said the king. And then everyone there shat their pants. This is like a monumental time in the in Eberron. Like,
yeah, the
you
true.
Know, excuse me.
I got a lot of D&D words that are
I've
kind of just
obviously don't have a good memory, everyone. but yeah, so I mean, you know, which is why I think, like, moving forward, Cosmo can get a tour deal for whatever project he wants now.
Yeah.
Oh, you're taking these stories on the road, right?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, like,
first band to ever make someone shit themselves, a battle of the band. Yeah.
At this place. Yeah. Let's not say this never happened. But this.
It never happened.
What do you mean? I was there.
Said blee blee.
It is really funny to picture, like, I always kind of imagine, like, the cave wall mosaic of Bleebly's, like, origins and church, where it's like this maniac from the swamps, and then it's like, now it's like, and then he went to the underdog and made everyone shit.
So much brown.
He went into
glass.
The bowels of the earth and made their bowels move.
The mythos of Bleebly is just so convoluted.
I just have to point out one more time. I think it's how funny it is. I've been rolling so high this whole arc, except for when I'm perceiving my surroundings.
You know that place I've been living in my whole life?
I've never seen it before.
He needs glasses, but he refuses
that's
to
so
get them.
Like, dude, that's like true for me in my life. Like, I can like get off at like North Station and be like, I've never seen this place in my life.
Fuck, man. That was awesome. Congratulations. Boys, seriously, round of applause. Fucking crushed it. That was so fun. All right. We did good. Battle of the Bands. Huge success. Mark, take us the fuck out.
Thank you, folks, for listening. As always, do whatever it is you're going to do, because you're not going to listen to me. So, but make sure you tune in next week, where we, I guess, will bid adieu to our new friends from Slooble Drip and our buddy...
Cosmo.
You
remembered it. You got it.
Yeah, all right. It's not just me.
It's rubbing off on me.
Cosmon.
Anyways, as always, folks, make sure you're tuning in. Remember, listen to this show. If you're not listening, tell people, because they're missing all these sweet, sweet follower counts. Mm-hmm. We're over 500, baby. Suck it, Ryan. Good night.
This has been a Business Shark production.